Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing break in.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of Orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Block Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning into a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
good afternoon or good morning, wherever you are. This is Pure Winsome from the Netherlands. My name is Marika and I want to welcome you to our show where we have our lovely co-host, Gary Moore. Hi, Gary, are you there?
Hey, Marika. Hi, everyone. Here we are. And Jen Christie
here
is not with us today.
Oh, she's with us in spirit for sure. She has a trick with her people who live with her. So, and she's with us next week. And today we have a beautiful guest. She's called Jane Dawson. And she does angel readings for us. Hi, Jane.
Jane Dawson is back with us from Scotland. And, she will be doing angel readings with us today. And we're pretty excited about this show and excited about having Jane back with us. Are you there, Jane?
Hi, Gary. Hi, Marika. I'm here. I'm
Hi, Jane.
Pleased to be back on again. Thank you.
Welcome back.
Thank you, my dear.
Yeah.
It's great to be back. I'm sure we're going to have a great evening. I know the angels are all lined up waiting to speak to your lovely callers.
Wonderful.
Beautiful. because tonight everybody can call in to get a reading from Jane, and we do a little introduction and becoming in the beautiful energies together. And the first song is a song that Jane has chosen. Oh, and before you can introduce that song, I forget something. I would like to ask everybody to get your candles ready, because we light the candles together a little bit later on in the show with the candle ceremony, and get the water to drink, please. Okay, Jane, can you tell us about the song?
Yes, of course I can, Marika. I first heard this song when I was driving along a highway in Florida with my family. I couldn't believe it. It came on the radio and I was like, wow, what is that? And by the time the song had finished, I was in tears. It's such a fantastic philosophy and yet delivered in such a fun way. And the song is called Sunscreen by Baz Luhrmann. Some of your listeners may have heard it before, but it started off as a joke thing, and now millions and millions of people all over the world have heard the wonderful philosophy contained within this song. And I truly believe it's one of these things that was sent by the spirit world to uplift us and to sort of show us the right path, you know, the right way to live our life while we're on this planet. So I'd like to say to your listeners, just bear with it, because it's a rather strange start, which it's certainly worth listening to. So thank you very much for playing that.
Okay.
Yeah, so it is a lovely song.
Absolutely. Enjoy the song.
Ladies and gentlemen, wear sunscreen. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it. The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now. Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth. Oh, never mind. You will not understand the power and beauty of your youth until they've faded. But trust me, in 20 years, you'll look back at photos of yourself and recall in a way you can't grasp now how much possibility lay before you and how fabulous you really looked. You are not as fat as you imagine. Don't worry about the future. Or worry, but know that worrying is as effective as trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing bubble gum. The real troubles in your life are apt to be things that never crossed your worried mind, the kind that blindsides you at 4 p.m. on some idle Tuesday. Do one thing every day that scares you. Sing. Don't be reckless with other people's hearts. Don't put up with people who are reckless with yours. Floss. Don't waste your time on jealousy. Sometimes you're ahead, sometimes you're behind. The race is long, and in the end, it's only with yourself. Remember compliments you receive. Forget the insults. If you succeed in doing this, tell me how. Keep your old love letters. Throw away your old bank statements. Don't feel guilty if you don't know what you want to do with your life. The most interesting people I know didn't know at 22 what they wanted to do with their lives. Some of the most interesting 40-year-olds I know still don't. Get plenty of calcium. Be kind to your needs. You'll miss them when they're gone. Maybe you'll marry. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll have children. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll divorce at 40. Maybe you'll dance the funky chicken on your 75th wedding anniversary. Whatever you do, don't congratulate yourself too much, or berate yourself either. Your choices are half chance. So are everybody else's. Enjoy your body. Use it every way you can. Don't be afraid of it or what other people think of it. It's the greatest instrument you'll ever own. Dance. Even if you have nowhere to do it but in your own living room. Read the directions, even if you don't follow them. Do not read beauty magazines. They will only make you feel ugly. Get to know your parents. You never know when they'll be gone for good. Be nice to your siblings. They're your best link to your past and the people most likely to stick with you in the future. Understand that friends come and go, but with a precious few, you should hold on. Work hard to bridge the gaps in geography and lifestyle, because the older you get, the more you need the people you knew when you were young. Live in New York City once, but leave before it makes you hard. Live in Northern California once, but leave before it makes you soft. Travel. Accept certain inalienable truths. Prices will rise. Politicians will philander. You too will get old. And when you do, you'll fantasize that when you were young, prices were reasonable, politicians were noble, and children respected their elders. Respect your elders. Don't expect anyone else to support you. Maybe you have a trust fund. Maybe you'll have a wealthy spouse. You never know when either one might run out. Don't mess too much with your hair, or by the time you're 40, it will look 85. Be careful whose advice you buy, but be patient with those who supply it. Advice is a form of nostalgia. Dispensing it is a way of fishing the past from the disposal, wiping it off, painting over the ugly parts, and recycling it for more than it's worth. But trust me, I'm the sunscreen.
That was a lovely song, really, really truth in it, with all that he says.
Yeah,
beautiful. Thank
I love
you.
That song. Yeah, I hadn't heard it in quite a while. I did that one is familiar, but it's been a long time since I heard it. Pretty good philosophy, actually.
Yeah, it's awesome, isn't it? It's fun with it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really lovely.
Yeah, it's good to have a sense of humor.
Yeah, I don't know. It still makes me want to cry, though, when I hear it. It just touches something in me. But that's great.
Absolutely. Okay. We have chosen a beautiful video to see together, and I posted the link in the chat room right now. And
okay.
I would like to ask everyone to click on that link in the chat and then pause the player of the YouTube video and mute the sound. And when you have done that, give us a heart in the chat room, and then the video has a little time to preload, and in the meanwhile we can Squid Game.
So we'll do that. Go ahead and click the link, everyone, and pull up the player, pause the player, and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send a heart up into the chat room. The heart is your ticket to let us know that you're ready. And there's my ticket right there. And welcome back, Jane.
Thank you, Gary.
Now, we gave you kind of a bit of an introduction last week. And we are having you back to do some angelic readings
mm-hmm.
for people. Could you kind of get into that a little bit? Explain where you get your information, or where you're going to be getting it, and how you disseminate it, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, it's really quite a simple process, Gary. I just ask the angels to come and work with me to blend their energies with mine. And what I usually do is choose a card for the person I'm going to be reading for. And then I just look and see what I'm attracted to in that card, what the message is in the card, what the angel is in the card, whether I'm attracted to any colours, whether I have any sense of any information that I want to give across to the caller, or any healing messages. Because really, this is called angel therapy. And it's not just really about doing psychic readings, although the angels will use the psychic facility to pass information through.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I think I mentioned last week, it's about deep healing. And often it can be a little bit uncomfortable because the angels will try and expose things about yourself or your life that you may be trying to, you know, conceal, and that might be unconsciously conceal. I think the example I gave last week is that you may want to come and discuss a relationship, but they may want to talk about something totally different. They may want to talk about self-esteem or childhood issues or something else that's blocking you, either in your relationships or in other areas of your life.
Uh-huh.
You know, the angels want you to have a healthful, joyful life, so they'll look at, you know, every area, and it could be food, it could be your work, it could be your thoughts, this could be really anything. So it's interesting to see what's going to come up for people. But last week I did pick a card. I chose a card for all our listeners. Would you like me to do that again this evening?
Sure. Why don't we go ahead and do
that
now?
Yep, I'll go ahead and do that. So I'm going
to
pick one from the Archangel Michael deck. And Archangel Michael's the head honcho of the angels. He's in charge of them all. Oh, now this is a lovely card. And this is called the Romance Angels. The Romance Angels are helping you. So this is for all your listeners. And it says here, my prayer, dear guardian angels of my soulmate, thank you for preparing my soulmate and me for love, for giving us the motivation to make healthful life changes and for arranging for us to meet. Thank you for helping us to recognize each other and have the courage to say hello, so that we can eventually delve into a truly intimate relationship. Now, isn't that lovely?
And that's,
it's not only for those who are in relationships, it's also for those who seek to be in relationships, because the angels know that not all your listeners are in relationships. And no, I can tell from this card there are a number of single parents listening in as well. And, you know, it's very, very important to put the thought out there that you are ready for the right relationship in your life. Just put that out, and the angel we want to ask for that is Archangel Shamuel. He helps with relationships. And I have to say to all your listeners, never forget that communication is the key to good relationships, whether it's in romance, work, or family. So there you are. And I can tell from this card as well, the angels are very much encouraging all the listeners to get out and enjoy, well, it's certainly autumn here, autumnal weather, autumnal colours, the beautiful nature of the trees changing colours. So all your listeners have been very much encouraged to get out in nature, breathe in the beautiful pure air round about the trees and the woods.
Yep.
So something to think about and focus on for the next week for your lovely listeners.
There you go.
Beautiful. Okay. So, are we ready to go for callers, or would you like me to chat a little bit more about the angels first?
We're going to play the video first.
You're going to play the video. It's a beautiful video. I hope everyone enjoys it.
So, Marika, in your inimitable fashion, take it away.
Let me take a deep breath when I find it on Switchboard.
Okay.
Okay, here we go, everybody. I found it.
Okay.
I count you down, and then you all press the play button at the same time. So we are in all countries all over the world watching the same video as a family, as we are. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Nobody does that like Marie.
You.
we're back. Okay, that was a beautiful recording done by Jen Christie of Calling in the Angelic Realm. So Jen is here with us in spirit. Thank you, Jen.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jen.
Well, are you there, Jane?
I'm here, Gary.
Are you ready to take some callers?
I'm very excited to speak to your callers, yes.
Okay, we're going to just get right to the callers here. I'm just going to take them in order as they appear on the switchboard, and I'm going to get to the first one. The first one is from a 786 area code, and I'll go ahead and bring you on. 786, you're on the air. Who are you, and where are you calling from?
Hi, everyone. My name is James, and I'm calling you up from Miami, Florida.
Hello, James.
Hi, James.
Hi.
How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you all?
I'm good, thanks, James.
Thank you. I was just curious what my angels had to say. I think about 2 months ago, I met a young lady. Her name is Ashley. I really liked her a lot, but I'm not sure as to, you know, how to go about courting her. I don't know, you know, because sometimes I tend to rush. So I don't even know if the feelings are mutual, but I just don't know how to, you know, make it a step at all. So I was just wondering what my angels had to say, if they had anything to say about it.
I understand, James. And wasn't that amazing, the card that I pulled out for all the listeners? Talked about relationships and soulmates and things like that, and that's your first question. Well, before you came on air, James, I was sitting here, I've got a pen in my hand, and I was doodling, and I doodled a dice. And I know I was to tell the first caller that they were to take a chance. So that's what I want to tell you about Ashley. You've got to take a chance.
Okay.
And I know very much that you're a lovely, lovely chap, a lovely guy. I can hear that. And I know very much that you suffer with self-confidence isn't your biggest plus. Let's put it that way. And I know the angels are telling me here that you've had some difficulties, upset and heartbreak in the past.
Absolutely.
What we want to do, James, is just to ask Archangel Michael just to cut the cord to past heart and past relationships, and let's just look at this in a new light, okay? Because that was then and this is now. And as I said at the beginning of the show when I pulled the card for all the listeners, what you must do is be ready to say, I am now ready for the right relationship in my life, because I know that's what you're looking for. That is a soulmate you're looking for. It's not just a fun relationship. Would that be correct, James?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Fantastic. James, you're just showing me a pool here for some reason. Now, I know you virtually all have pools in Florida, you lucky, lucky people. But would there be a reason why they're showing me a pool in particular connected with yourself?
A prune?
A pool, a swimming pool.
A pool.
A pool.
Pool.
A swimming pool.
I'm sorry, James, Scottish. Yes.
I have no idea. I don't really swim. I can't swim. I have to learn how to swim. But I don't know why they show you a pool.
Right. Okay. Well, if you can't swim, that's something I would like you to consider doing then, because this is that would be a great confidence builder for you. And I feel very, very much that it's the confidence you're needing built. And so that would be good in terms of, we're also speaking about how the angels are interested in your physical health as well as your emotional and spiritual health. So I feel what they're trying to do here is encourage the whole package with you. So look after your physical health at the same time as improving your self-esteem by swimming. I also want to talk about your eating. James, do you eat a healthy diet currently?
I've been making some changes in my health as far as what I've been eating. I've been trying my best to let go of sugar, you know, let go of sodas, the chips, and all of that. I'm trying to do the water, eating more organically. So, yes.
Good man. It's not easy, but good man, you're definitely on the right course. And I think all this will help you to feel a lot better about yourself. So I'm just going to go ahead and pick a card, choose a card from you here. All right, okay. So you have Maya, and Maya is saying here, schooling, study and education help your life purpose and personal growth at this time. The angels will guide you and help you with this process. Now, James, are you doing any studying just now?
Well, I work for school. I was thinking about going. I work for school as a counselor. Thinking about going back to school, but I really feel led to do some entrepreneurship. So I did eventually hire a business coach, and so they're kind of helping me and prepping me with a business plan and going out and getting financing and the whole nine. So I'm very excited about that.
I am too. That sounds very, very good. Because you're a fantastic communicator, James, I have to say that to you. And once you get your confidence built up to where it should be, where it deserves to be, then I really think you're going to fly. And there is most definitely a young lady in the offing for you, a lovely relationship in the offing for you. So I want you to look, I don't know if you know Ashley, but she'd be a fairly quiet lady.
Yes, she is.
Uh-huh. She is, okay. And yes, I feel that could be really quite promising for you. But just go ahead, try to focus on the things I've been saying to you about building your self-confidence. I'm very excited about your counselling and your career changes. That'll all be really good for you. And I do feel finances will improve for you as well.
There you go, James.
One final thing, James, so it just zoomed out my head, but something else has zoomed in. Do you have a grandmother in the spirit world?
Yes, on both sides.
Right, because I've had a grandmother with me for ages, and I asked her to put the first collar on to make sure it was her grandchild. And she must be either American or Canadian. I wasn't sure which.
I think it might be on my mother's side. Yeah.
It's your mother's side. She's a very supportive, loving lady, okay? And she did show me an image of a horse galloping along, so I don't know whether that means much to you. But she has said to me that I have to give you a biblical saying. In my father's mansion, there are many different rooms. So I hope that means something to you. It's a lovely message for her to give you.
Oh, that's cool.
I remember the final thing I wanted to say to you. Are you interested in communicating with the spirit world, James?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, because I do feel that you have wonderful mediumistic abilities with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Would that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Okay.
So you're going to call an Archangel Shamuel for your relationships, to assist in relationships, and Archangel Michael to give you strength and courage to make the changes you need in your life. Angel blessings to you, James. Thank you so much for ringing in.
Thank you, James. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you all so very, very much.
You're welcome.
Many blessings to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, that's very interesting. Okay, moving on. We have a 917 caller, 917-376. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Ellen from New York.
Hello, Ellen. Welcome to the show.
Hi,
Ellen.
Hi, Jane, and hi, Marika. Is that the correct pronunciation?
Yes.
Yes,
hi.
That's right.
Marika. Marika, sorry.
Marika, what question would you have for Jane today?
I would like to know, Jane, if the angels have any message for me. Sometimes I think I'm focusing on the wrong idea and maybe I get carried away with things. So I would just like to hear if the angels have anything to say to me.
Okay, Ellen. What can I ask you? What did you think of the song Sunscreen?
I've heard it before, and it was interesting. I forgot who wrote it, but I remember when it first came out, someone thought it was this author, and I can't think of his name. It was the one who wrote Slaughterhouse-Five, but it wasn't
right.
him.
No, it wasn't. It was Baz Luhrmann that produced it, but there was a line in it that said, live in New York, but leave before it makes you hard.
I don't have that choice. I was born here.
You were born there, but you're certainly not hard, Ellen. You're far from it. You're a nice, sensitive lady, and you're a very, very sensible lady. The angels are telling me that. So I doubt very much if you're going along the wrong lines. But are you listening to your intuitive feelings?
More than I did a year ago. I'm probably not listening to them as closely as I should, though. I'm still learning.
That's what I feel. Because I feel you are getting a lot of intuitive feelings, and sometimes you just sort of wave them away. You think, oh, that can't be right, or no, that doesn't fit, or that doesn't suit, or you'll have some excuse for not perhaps paying proper attention to them. Would you understand?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Now, would you have an issue around about your financial situation just now?
Yes.
Okay. So we particularly need to use our intuition in that respect as well, Ellen?
Yes.
Okay. And what they did show me, and this has nothing to do with your financial situation, so don't panic, but they did show me a tent, okay? And they also made me aware that there is a very strong North American influence with you. Would you understand that?
It sounds like you're talking about Native Americans.
That's absolutely correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So if you don't know who your guides are, then I would suggest that is the influence that's working with you. And that's a lovely grounded influence. And do you like to get out in nature, Ellen?
Very much so.
Because I think that's vitally important for you, and to clear your mind and your mind and your thought processes. And that is a reason why, that's another reason why they've showed me the tent. That whole thing about really getting out there and spending time out there and just being, you know, just being out there and really meditating and just focusing on the things that are concerning you, shall we say, just now. Now, as I'm speaking to you, they're also showing me a darkened sky with the stars. Does that have a particular meaning for you?
I just have often told people I would like to go to a place where I could really see the night sky. I've always lived in a big city, and there's so much light pollution that you really can't see the stars at night.
Mm-hmm. That, I feel, would be so healing for you, Ellen. So I would encourage you, if you have the opportunity, even for a weekend, to try and do that. I really feel it will make a difference to you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's recommended, yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and choose a card for you, Ellen, and I'm choosing a card from the Archangel Michael deck.
Okay.
And I have chosen Find the Blessing. Oh, I'm sorry, this is the Ascended Master deck. Find the Blessing in Your Current Situation. And the Goddess Krishna here. And you won't believe it, but she's out in nature. She's dancing on top of a beautiful lake, surrounded by trees, and that's really where I want to see you. And I know from what Krishna's showing me here that you do have a very creative and a very psychic way with you, and the angels are confirming this. Do you draw at the moment, Ellen?
I occasionally pick up colored pencils and so forth. I've been doing it on and off this year.
Right. Okay. And I know you're not committed to it, and I also know that you have a very strong psychic or intuitive way with you, and that just means the same thing, psychic and intuitive, but you're not fully realizing yet, and I know by where the orange is in your aura here that you're not fully realizing it. But I think if you just accept that you do have that wonderful creative and intuitive gift, you'll find things come a lot more easy to you. And the last thing I would like to say, and the angels are urging me to say this, is play your own tune, don't always follow others' tunes, Ellen. Would you understand that?
Yes, and I think that might be a warning to me about not get too involved with my friend's idea for business. It's her idea, and I was putting structure to it, and maybe I should be focusing on my own stuff.
Uh-huh. Use your intuition.
Yeah, listen to your inner self.
Exactly. It'll never... When you think when you've gone wrong in life, it's when you haven't listened to that little bell that was ringing or that little knot in your stomach. That's your soul speaking to you.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling, Ellen.
Well, let me recommend Colorado for that night sky. That's got.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
You've got stars like you've never seen stars there. I come from there, so I know.
Yeah. I'd love to visit there, Gary.
Anyway, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you,
Ellen.
Bye-bye,
thank
Ellen.
You. Thanks.
And then we have caller 714. You are on the air with Jane. What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Nathaniel from California.
Nathaniel, how you doing? What was your question for Jane?
You know, I want to see what she kind of picks up for me in this festive season. Should I be, is that too broad?
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Just to recap on your question, you said, what do the angels feel for you in the forthcoming festive season?
Yes.
Is that the question?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Do you have children, Nathaniel?
No, I don't.
You don't have children, okay. Because I do sense children around you as we speak about the festive season. Does that make any kind of sense?
Not at this time.
Not at this time, okay then. Well, let me just say, I've got to give it as I see it, and I do see you surrounded by children, okay. So would you have a family situation, not perhaps with your own children, but in the wider family?
No, not right now. I could be meeting a soulmate that has kids or something. I don't know. Is that it?
That would be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, let's just have a look and see I'll choose a card for you and we can take it from there. But I do have a strong image and I do feel... that I do feel that you're very happy. I do sense a big smile on your face here and a lot of happiness and contentment. So I really have to stick with this scene that I'm seeing here. Okay, now, which card will I choose from you? I'm going to choose a messages from your angels card. Oh, and this has got children in it again.
Oh, wow.
This card is a bit awful, seriously. It's got two babies in it. And it says, your children on earth and in heaven are happy and well, cared for by God and the angels. Okay, so you don't have any children yet. We've established that. I see children round about you, and the angels have picked a card showing two babies, saying that they are happy and well cared for in heaven. So to me, that means that these are children still to come into your life. So that's really beautiful, isn't it?
Yes, very much so. Thank you.
There you have it.
Can I say to you, Nathaniel, that you're a very, very spiritual person, but I'm not sure you realize that yet.
Yeah, I figure there's no other way around it.
But you have a lovely spiritual core, but I know from looking at this card, which is called Opal, I know you've had some very difficult times. And I know you've had difficult times with partners, and I do want to say that it brings you many, many blessings to have a soulmate or a partner, you know, a lifelong partner. But also, I have to say to you that you have to find happiness within yourself, Nathaniel. Would you understand that?
Yeah, that's where it's, yeah, sure.
Yeah, because I do sense that you're not as contented as you could be. You're not as fulfilled as you could be. Would you understand that?
Yeah, I think I have some, I think I have like the Ten of Wands right now or something.
Yeah.
About where I live or something. I don't know. But
okay.
You know, Catalina is a real good place if you're at California. It doesn't have hardly any light at all, and it's 26 miles out of sea. You can see the stars up there if it's cold, because you can see more stars when it's cold.
Right. And that's,
wonderful.
That's another good place. Well, thank you, Nathaniel.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Nathaniel. Much love and angel blessings to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. And next up is Mikey Hart. We've got Mikey Hart calling in a click to talk. And Mikey Hart, you are on the air.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, thank you for calling. What question do you have for Jay?
My question is about finding romance. Do you see it anywhere in my near future, Jane?
I'm just going to have a look and see for you. But isn't this strange? Because the card I picked for all the listeners was about soulmates and finding romance, and I think that's every caller that's come on has been looking for something similar. So the angels certainly knew what you people would be interested. I just love that. Mikey, where do you live?
In Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. You are a very independent lady. Mikey, would you understand that?
No, I didn't hear that. Say that again, please.
I'm saying you are very independent.
I am, yes, I am.
You are. And that is actually a fantastic thing to have. But I feel there's a great strength with you as well. You'd understand that?
Yes.
You have a great strength of character. And I know that there is a man in the spirit world who comes very, very close to you. And would you know who that was?
Could be a few different people.
Yeah, it's a very close relative to you, and he's not given much else away just now. But he does know he's often there to comfort you in times of need. That's what he's telling me. And he's bringing forward the name Dan. Now, that may not be his name, but would you know where the name Dan comes in around you?
Yes, that's a friend of his.
That's a friend of his. Okay, well, then that gives you some evidence. Okay?
Yes.
And this man is telling me that he is aware of tears round about you, and he very much wants to help you dry them. Would you understand that, Mikey?
Yes.
Okay. And I have Archangel Raphael here, and that's a beautiful angel of healing, and he's very much coming forward, and he's giving you that healing there that you need. But he's also telling me that you have the healing abilities in yourself. Would you understand that, Mikey?
Yes.
Okay. Do you work as a healer just now?
Yes.
Very good. Well, I want to give you the big thumbs up for that, because you're certainly on the right direction. In the right direction there. Now, the angels are telling me that sometimes it would be nice for you just to, how can I put this nicely, just to blunt the corners a little bit, just blunt the edges and be, you know, go with the flow and just be sort of flowing and gentle with it. Do you understand what I mean by that, Mikey?
I think I do, yes.
You think you do, because you have very definite ideas about things, which isn't always a bad thing, but sometimes you find that other people's ideas totally oppose yours, and you have a problem getting over that obstacle.
Well,
I think you understand what I'm saying to you.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and pick a card from the Archangel Michael set. You should have angel cards if you don't, Mikey, already, because they certainly want to work with you. Okay?
Okay.
And I have, unbelievably, Archangel Raphael is depicted on this card. And but it's from Archangel Michael Pack, and it says, prayer will help this situation, okay? And my prayer, dear God and Archangel Michael, I ask for your divine intervention with this situation. I welcome your help, and I trust to follow your guidance with gratitude and grace. I need a miracle and ask that you send one to me and this situation quickly. Thank you and amen. So basically, it's just a follow-on from what I was saying to the previous callers, that you hold the intent that the time is right for the right relationship to come into your life. And certainly, prayer is speaking to God, and meditation is listening. So pray to God, pray to the angels, and just say, bring me the right partner. And so it is. And then look out for all the golden opportunities that will come your way. Look out for evidence from the angels, because they are telling me here that if you haven't already found the feathers, you will find the feathers. Okay?
Alrighty. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mikey.
Thank you, Mikey.
Angel,
thanks for calling.
You bet. Namaste.
Namaste.
How you doing, Jane? How are you holding up? You need a sip of water or anything? Or?
I'm just doing absolutely great. I'm loving speaking to all the callers tonight, guys.
Okay.
Love.
Well, let's see. We'll move on to the next caller. And the next caller is 603. And we'll go ahead and bring them on. 603, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hello.
And where are you calling from?
New Hampshire.
And what's your name?
Becky.
Becky, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Becky.
What question do you have for Jane?
Well, my question is about where I live, the land that I live on. I'm wondering if you see any Native American connections to this land.
Yes, I do feel there is. Do you feel there is, Becky?
I do.
Yeah, I feel that there has been a community there.
Okay.
And I can actually have, I do see them actually, you know, doing their ceremonies. I do see that. So I would think that there must be quite a powerful energy where you are just now.
Okay.
Would you understand that, Beth?
I do.
You're feeling it too. Fantastic. And are you tapping into that energy? You're seeing them. Fantastic. Well, I think it's fantastic. Do you think it's fantastic, Becky?
I do. I was just trying to figure out if it was because of the land or if it was for other reasons.
Right. Well, it's probably both. You will be clairvoyant. You understand that?
Okay.
So you'll be tapping in. You know, the clairvoyance is the ability to see the spiritual world.
Yes.
And with the energy, the imprint that's been left in your land by the generations of Native American Indians that have resided there and, you know, lived their lives there, then that's very strong. So with your clairvoyant ability, you'll easily be able to see them. And also, do you often hear the sound of flutes or some other wood instrument?
I hear the drums.
You hear the drums? Well, they are making me aware of a flute type instrument here. So
okay.
I wouldn't be at all surprised if you hear that as well.
Chimes. I kind of hear like chimes a lot.
Chimes. Okay.
Interesting.
Amazing. So you've got clairaudient as well. Have you studied the Native American history?
I haven't studied very much. Some. I've tried to find information, but I haven't had much luck at finding anything for our area.
Right. Well, ask Gary. Ask Gary, because he's an expert in matters of Native American, aren't you, Gary?
Well, I don't know about that. I do have some background. New Hampshire, that would be the Iroquois Nation.
Tribe.
Yeah.
The what?
The Iroquois Nation, the Great Iroquois. That was Iroquois country. And start there in looking for your information.
Okay.
Iroquois is a big, and there are a lot of sub-tribes under the Iroquois Nation. And that, I'm just getting that would be a good place for you to start.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I will check that out then.
Check that out. I've chosen you a card, Becky, while you were talking to Gary there from the Archangel Michael pack. And it's a card of a young lady. Do you happen to be blonde, Becky?
No.
No, okay. Well, you are blonde in this card. I notice you, a young lady, she's got a rather quizzical look in her face, and she is looking at a book and trying to make sense of things. So I know that you will go forward and find out more about this and become really quite interested in it. And I feel with you, it's a healing side of things very much that they want to bring forward to you with that energy. You understand that, Becky?
Yes, I do.
Right, there's a very strong message here from Archangel Michael, and it is, your inner guidance is real and trustworthy. Okay? So you must believe what you're seeing, sensing, hearing, and feeling. Okay? Again, you have a lovely spiritual core, and you also have the ability, should you wish to communicate with the spirit world as well. Although I don't know if you're quite feeling that at this moment, but it is in you. And I must just say, my prayer here at the bottom of this card says, please help me clearly hear, see, feel, and know the divine guidance that I have asked and prayed for. Allow me to keep my ego out of the way so your wisdom can come streaming through me for my own benefit and for those around me. Isn't that lovely?
It is.
Becky, do you need to get yourself a new address book?
A what?
A new address book.
Do you need to get yourself a new address book?
Maybe.
Yeah. Just watch your present one doesn't go missing.
Okay.
Okay, my dear. Take care of yourself.
All right, thank you.
Angel blessings, Becky.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and we have a 503 caller. 503,
hey,
you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Kathy Sumi, and I'm calling from Portland, Oregon. It's Kusu.
Is that Kathy?
That's Kusu, by the way.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Hi, Kusu.
Her name's
Hi.
Kusu.
Kusu. That's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Hi,
yes.
Kusu.
How you doing, your week day?
I'm doing good for a week day.
I'm
holding my little angel here, and I very rarely call in anymore. It's mortifying to me, but I guess it really isn't when I'm here. Anyway,
I do this all the time.
Well, that's okay. You can do that.
I'm not hearing Kathy. I'm not hearing Kathy very well, unfortunately.
You're what?
Just speak a little louder, darling. Try a little louder.
Oh, maybe mine is that better?
There you go.
That's better. Yes.
Yeah, my headset is kind of old, so.
Okay, we'll
manage. I'd just ask you if you could just tell me whatever, because I don't know what to ask. I'm just in a real muddle for the last year.
Oh, bless you, Kathy. Well, first of all, what I want to do, I want you to ask the angels to help you. Have you done that already?
Oh, yes. And they are, I suppose,
you have.
In their way. I'm just a little impatient.
You're a little bit impatient. Well, you know as well as I do that the angels will let things happen in the time that's right for you, okay? And while it's difficult for us living through these times, there is a reason why we have to do that. Now, have you recently had a separation?
No, not recently, no. I've actually been quite a singular person for quite a long time.
You've been quite a single person for quite a long time. Well, that's absolutely fine, but I did feel there was a bit of almost like grief there, and that made me think about or sense like separation. But you can have those feelings for lots of reasons. You know, and one of them you can be the very fact that you are single. But let me go ahead.
What you're
and, yeah, okay. Do you have children?
Yes, I do. I have two.
You have two children. They're adults. Is there a grandchild on the way?
I just had a little grandson a few months ago. Yeah.
Thank you. I did feel the energy of a boy round about you. So that's lovely. And he'll be brightening up your life, is he not?
Well, I haven't seen him yet. He's on his way to India right now. With my son and my other granddaughter. She lives in France. So I don't get to see him so often. Yeah.
Oh, bless, darling. That's hard, isn't it? Let me choose you a card. I know the angels are telling me that it's similar to the earlier column. So your life's you don't feel your life's quite as fulfilled as it could be. And I do feel as well there have been issues round about where you live. Would you understand that? Or in your house itself, home itself?
I didn't understand what you were saying. Can you repeat that?
Yes. Are you happy where you're living just now?
Yeah, it's a beautiful place, and I have a lot of space and light, and yeah, it's pretty nice. I don't see it as a permanent place, though, for sure.
No, Yeah, that's what I'm thinking there. Right, okay. Well, I've chosen you a card from the angel messages from your angel pack, and this is a beautiful card. And I think, in fact, it's one of my favourite cards in the whole pack. And this angel has showed herself to me several times this evening. So I know that this is a message that you must listen to and remember, okay? So here we go. The angel is Indriel, and what she's saying to you, Kathy, is that you're a light worker. God needs you to shine your divine light and love like an angel upon the earth and all of its inhabitants. And that, I feel, is your life's purpose. And that is why material situations are so difficult for you. This often happens to people who have chosen to come down to this planet as light workers. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely. I know that for a fact.
I don't think you're telling her anything she doesn't already know.
No.
Yeah,
I
know that
one. Okay. Well, I mean, obviously, I haven't encountered Kathy before. Kathy, do you have a crystal ball?
Do you have about
20 of them.
I have a lot of crystals around me.
Right, because I feel that crystals are very, very important to and with you. And I feel that crystal healing, if you don't already do it, would be a very good way for you to go. And if you're looking to do some work, some psychic work or intuitive work, then doing that with crystal scrying would also be a lovely thing for you to do. But the spirit world, particularly angels, are trying to give you gifts. Okay, I very much have to tell you this. So you must keep your patience. Okay, hold your patience. Do you sing, Kathy?
Do I sing? Oh, I love to sing, yes.
Love to sing. They're just making me aware of that there. And have you heard angel voices singing to you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're very, very blessed.
Yes, I am blessed.
That is a very uncommon thing.
It's a typical human thing.
I know, darling. I know that very, very well. But keep the faith. Keep asking.
Thank you.
Stand firm. Affirm the direction you want to go in. And believe me, it will all work itself out. Archangel Raphael also wants to say he is sending you healing on a mental, emotional, and physical level.
Oh, thank you.
I hope that goes some way to answering your question.
Bless you. Bless you. Thank you so much.
Bless you, Kathy. Angel blesses you.
Namaste.
Thank you for calling, darling.
Okay, bye, Gary. I love you. And I love all you guys,
love you too.
Bye.
Keep sharing it your like.
Okay, that's it for the callers at this point. We've got a bit of a break point. Did you want to go ahead and mention your website, Jane? Where can people get a hold of you for readings and things like that?
Well, www.janedawson.co.uk. That's my main website. And I also have a website, www.angelassistance.co.uk. The Angel Assistance, as the name suggests, covers specifically my angel work. The Jane Dawson website also covers my mediumistic spiritual and spiritual teaching work. And I do other things. I do I can do relationship matching if your partner may potentially be suitable for you. I can look at orbs and really tell you who's round about. There's various interesting, well, I think they're interesting, Gary, things that I do. And what I'm doing just now, though, is I'm having PayPal set up so that I can do Skype readings with all my lovely friends abroad. So I'm sure we'll have that done very shortly.
Okay, so that's, and for everyone listening in on the archives, that is www.janedawson, JaneDawson.co.uk. Or www.angelassistance.co.uk. That's ANGELASSISTANCE.
And thank you to the angels for all their assistance this evening.
Yes, thank you, angels. And thank you, Jane.
You're very welcome, Gary.
And we have another angel in the background, Marika.
She is an angel, too.
Yes, she is.
Yes, it's very lovely to hear.
Yes.
Very lovely to hear our what a beautiful listeners we all have in the room every week.
What a gorgeous.
Lovely. So that's it. Yeah. Thank you all very much for being here.
Yeah, kudos goes out to Kusu for calling in because she mustered up the courage to do that. That's my hat's off to you, darling.
Well, she got an extremely powerful message, Gary, and I hope
she
appreciates that.
Yes, she did. Okay.
Shall we play a little song of Yatri?
Yes,
Jane,
that's a good idea.
Well, Yatri said he'll come on and be our guest. It's a wonderful story. How he channeled this lovely music from the angels.
Yes, we'd love to have him on as a guest.
Yeah, you'll be so excited to hear him. I hope he's listening in just now. He said he would try to. He'll be absolutely thrilled to hear the music.
Yeah, okay, we play it then.
If he's listening on the archives or whatever, hello, Yassi.
Thank you.
What a beautiful film. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you, Yatri, if you are listening.
Yes. It's an honor if you want to be our guest, Yatri. We would love to hear more from you and about your music. Beautiful.
Yes, we would. Are
you there, Jay? I'm here. I really enjoyed that. I love Yatri's music. And, of course, I've got to say thanks to the Angels for it as well, because they downloaded it, and you can hear their vibration in every note of it. It's just fantastic.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you. Yeah. And thank you, Angels, and all of Jane's guides, everyone who is gathered around Jane. My thanks to them, to the gang as well.
To the gang. And thanks to and to all our guides and all our listeners, because our guides, of the guides of the listeners, brought them to us.
Mm.
So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, thank you all. Thank you all the callers.
Yes, thank you all. And it's, you know, it's great to know it was all prearranged by our guides and our friends in the spirit world and the angels.
Yeah.
They knew who was going to come on, and, you know, it's, I just can't believe it. The very fact that the first card I drew was about soulmates and romance and things like that. That was very much the theme, you know, of this evening's callers. So.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And we have a surprise, Jane, because Jane comes on every month to our show. So you can call in every month for callers. But if we say, Jane, every first Monday of the month?
Every first Monday, it would be wonderful. Yeah,
wonderful.
I'm so looking forward to doing that.
Yes. So Jane is going to be a regular with us every first Monday of the month.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yay.
Hey. Really looking forward to it.
It's very beautiful. Okay. And next week we have Marcus Healing for Inner Peace with us as our special guest. And I would like to ask everybody to drink a lot of water, hug a tree, ground yourself, do whatever you do to feel yourself good. And we can play out with a beautiful song. It's a very happy song Jane has chosen. It's called Bring Me Sunshine. Well, thank you very much, Gary. And thank you very much, Jane. It was a wonderful show, and I love you all.
Thank you, Marika. Thank you, Jane.
Love you, too. Thank you, Gary.
Much love to you all. Thank you. And Jen will be back with us next week.
Yes.
I love all of you.
Chuck Christie. Yes.
Jen Christie, yes.
Of Jen and Jane. Okay, Sean Christie, yes.
It's very
next
confusing.
Next week, our lovely John Beck, yes. Okay, Bring Me Sunshine. Here we go.
Here we go. Willie Nelson, Bring the Sunshine.
Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. so much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.
One minute left. Good night, everybody. Much love to all of you. Thank you.